Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 7th. Firefighters were called to a home on Waccamaw Shores at the lake around 1:30 a.m. Saturday after a fire that destroyed a pier, a boat, and at least one jet ski. A watercraft broke loose and started a fire at a neighbor's pier as well. Mayor Matt Wilson said that major damage was reported. The fire is being investigated by the fire marshal's office. Louisville police were called to a shooting at Brookberry Apartments at the same time that a major intersection had to be closed to a tractor-trailer crash Saturday morning. Chief Paul Rokenbach said no injuries have been reported from the shooting at Brookberry. The 18-wheeler entered the median on U.S. 74 and U.S. 701 and caught fire and went partially off the bridge, closing both roads. The driver was transported to an area hospital with serious injuries. Crews from multiple fire departments were on scene from the fire all the way into the afternoon, cleaning up debris from the wreck while DOT inspected the bridge. Tropical Storm Chantal brought steady, sometimes torrential rains to the county Saturday into Sunday. Nuisance flooding was reported throughout the entire county. The Sierra Gorda saw several roads completely closed due to high water, as well as some vehicles that were flooded out. Homes were flooded in Tabor City. A number of trees were also felled by the storm, blocking highways, including one that fell across Lakeshore Drive at Lake Waccamaw on Sunday morning. In Lumberton, severe flooding was reported, with a Walmart store having around a foot of water inside at one point. Deputy Devin Mason, an Evergreen native, will be eulogized Tuesday at Sierra Gorda Baptist Church. The Darlington County, South Carolina deputy died in the line of duty on July 1st. The suspect's mother is now facing charges in the case. We have much more on this story on our website. County commissioners will not have their regularly scheduled meeting tonight. The next county board meeting is set for July 21st. Still news coming out of Raleigh. Governor Josh Stein has vetoed the bill removing diversity, equity, and inclusion from hiring practices in state government. Stein said the bill, which was sponsored by Columbus Representative Brendan Jones, would prevent the state from hiring better workers. Jones and others, however, disagreed, noting that DEI has been used to provide preferential hiring practices that discriminate against qualified candidates based on race and other factors. The General Assembly is expected to override the veto. Stein also vetoed HB 805, which prohibits sex changes for prisoners in state prisons, codifies a parent's right to know what books are in school curricula, and defines male and female. Speaker Dustin Hall said Stein has, quote, sided with radical activists over the majority of North Carolinians who believe in parental rights, biological reality, and protecting women and children, end quote. HB 805 also strengthens state rules requiring men and women to use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their biological sex. The Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market today from 9 until 11 at Sierra Gorda Baptist Church. Now, they'll also be at Jerusalem Chapel in Chaburn on July 19th from 9 to 11. There are no ID or financial requirements. Please bring your own bags and boxes. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.